You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 123. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about procrastiplotting, which is a term I heard at some time in one of our coaching groups, and it stuck with me because A, it's relatable, and B, it's funny, but it's not bad. I think procrastiplotting is when you sort of procrastinate on plotting and end up having to plot on the fly when you're in the midst of your first or your nth draft. And this happens to both plotters and pantsers. And I think it can happen when you're just excited to write the story that's bursting at the seams of your noggin. Now, up front, I want to say that you're not just a pantser or a plotter. They're on a continuum. I like plotting out my stories in advance with the 60-day challenge method that starts with 10 ideas a day, but no matter what I do in those first days to months of plotting, the story always takes a turn I didn't see coming, and I have to adapt the original plot or outline. This is a normal part of the writing process. If your story doesn't follow the train tracks you laid at the beginning, nothing has gone wrong. Stories evolve as they're written. Some writers are heavy plotters and planners who can stick to the outline when they write because of how detailed it is, aka outliners. Other writers dive in without knowing where the story or the characters will take them, aka discovery writers, which I think is a much more empowering label than pantser. Neither is better or worse than the other, but no matter what, every writer will plot a story, whether it's in the outlining phase or while writing. This episode is more about the people who figure it out later, who realize they need to take a break mid-draft to jot down where the story is going, or where they want it to go. So it's not exactly procrastinating unless you know you have to take a break to figure out where things are going, and either actively ignore it by continuing writing without real direction, or you stop writing entirely. So what leads to the realization that you need to stop writing and you need to plot some more? For me, it's when the act of writing the story gets hard. This happens around the middle for me, which is probably where a lot of writers feel the need to reassess the plot, and it even happens on rewrites. So as I prep this episode, I'm just past the halfway point of rewriting Tides of Fate, which is the third book in my series, and the start of the chapter I'm in was hard. Not as hard as chapter 14 from The Prophet's Ruin, which is book 2, but still high up there in difficulty to write. So I found myself putting off writing for a while, like a week and a half or so. It's not 100% because I'm avoiding figuring out how to write the next bit. The last few weeks have been really full, so that's part of it as well. But it's much harder for me to write when I'm in an active hard part, and that hard part is a precursor to more hard parts coming up that are the victims of procrastiplotting. The only time I would say procrastiplotting is actually a bad thing is when you're using the excuse that the story is hard to just not write the story. And that could just be called procrastinating or writer's block too. For me, the way to get out of procrastiplotting is to be committed to the hard work of actually finishing a book. I think finishing is the hardest part of writing. It's easy to come up with new ideas and chase shiny plots down the forest path, but actually finishing a project, having a beginning, middle, and end, no matter how messy, is an achievement that only a small percentage of writers reach, and an even smaller percentage of those go on to publish. I want y'all to be in that small percentage, and that means we might need to make some trade-offs like we've talked about in previous episodes. It means writing through problems instead of ignoring them. It means getting help with that messy middle, whether it's from a writing friend or in our professional premium group. So while this episode went in a slightly different direction than I thought it would, the point remains. Procrastiplotting is not a problem unless you let it become one. And it's not better or worse to be an outliner versus a discovery writer. What matters is writing a story worth reading. And there are an infinite number of paths to that story. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. And remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.